Orders, New Year, New Beginnings. This is a special edition interview with Mr. Pedro Ordaz, who's the welding laboratory technician at Arizona Western College, Ernest Lopez Institute of Welding in Yuma, Arizona. Pedro, it's good to have you here on our podcast. Can you just tell me a little bit about what high school you graduated from and where you went to college, and how did you come to be at Arizona Western College?
Yeah, for sure. I went to COFA High School. I graduated 2014. I had Mr. Ron Pixley for an instructor. Definitely want to say he had great influence of where I am at today. He's the one who kind of pushed me to go to AWC with the man I'm talking to right now, Mr. Sam Cullen, the one and only. from there, Colton kind of shaped me where I'm at right now, kind of pushed me towards more like being more technical and developing the skills where I'm at right now. And really, he's the one that pushed me to do Skills USA, a lot of the great things, and honestly, I'm glad he did what he did.
Pedro, I'm glad I did too. Tell us a little bit about your internship with Miller Electric.
Miller Electric, it was really fun. It was a really great experience. Really what they had me do up there was program customer parts. So a customer will basically request a demo, or not really a demo, but sort of for us to program their part to see if they want to get into robotics or get a new system or upgrade, like I said. Really, we just program the part to see how much faster we can do it than manual welding. A lot of the times it's either aluminum MIG welding, some TIG welding, RMD with MIG, stuff like that. It's a lot of good variety of stuff.
So that was at the Carroll Stream Miller Electric Automation Center, and Arizona Western College actually has a robotic center with a full-on manufacturing cell from Miller Electric. I understand you're now the professor of automation for robotic construction here at the Welding Institute.
Yep. We also trying to get we're requesting more robots right now for basically to kind of expand facility, expand our equipment. So that way the students get more hands-on time with the robots, since our classes are normally like 15 students.
So nice ratio. So students get time with their professor,
yep.
get time with the equipment, and certainly get an expanded view of the welding industry. Mm-hmm. I understand Arizona Western College has had quite a long history. I was part of it, but really we had Mr. Ernest Lopez, who our institute's named after, Mr. Yep. Gonzalo Huerta Sr., myself, and Professor Norberto Alvarado, also as our professor full-time here as well. Excuse me for clearing my throat, everybody. What is exciting is that Arizona Western College represents over 50 years of welding technology instruction and degree programs, associate's degrees leading to a bachelor's degree. So it's exciting to be here, but really, what's kind of exciting, Pedro, is that you've been involved with Welding Thunder basically since high school and then on to college. And now you're one of the great champions here at the Institute. You've been bringing a team. Your performance the last few years on the motorsports has just been truly inspiring. So tell me a little bit about your experience with Welding Thunder as a student, and then since you've been a faculty advisor for your team.
So really what started it all when it comes to this is one of the things that shaped me where I'm at today is Welding Thunder. I started with the 2013 one in Cottonwood. Is that correct? So from there, really, I was just hungry for competing. It was just really, I wanted to better myself and just better my skills in general. I really like the whole idea of starting to send from scratch and building into a final product in just a matter of 1 or 2 days.
Yeah, I think as of course I'm the brain trust for Welders Without Borders, but also for Welding Thunder, and so we've done motorsports for the last 3 years. We did barbecue grill competitions for the first five. So coming into year nine, I'm here today, and we'll visit after this podcast about our design concept that I have, because we're going to change it up completely this year, and I'm really excited about bringing that to our participants and our community of volunteers and supporters. So Pedro, it's exciting to be here at Arizona Western College, look around, see the Lincoln Electric simulators, to look out there in the state-of-the-art shop. You guys are able to front just about all the major processes in welding, everything that's pulsed, automated, sub-arc. Yep. I see that super torch-made plasma table out there, Miller Electric Robotics, and plans for the future to expand your automation instruction here at Arizona Western College. Probably the premier welding technology program in the state. I can't end the podcast without mentioning that Arizona Western College also has had an updated metallurgical laboratory and a excellent program of instruction in the metallurgical sciences. Pedro, thanks for being here. I always knew you were going to be one of the stars of our industry. And this is Professor Samuel Colton with Welders Without Borders. Thanking everybody. Stay tuned for more information about this year's Welding Thunder and other interviews with students and teachers from around the Southwest. Thank you.